It is back once again, the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. That's why we brought in our good friend Mike Martosha to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Lucas. How you doing today?
This is the 29th annual festival.
Yeah.
This has been around as long as I can remember. It seems longer than 29 years, but when you're having fun,
right?
Time flies by pretty quickly, I guess.
Yes, the more people that come, the bigger we can grow it next year, right? So,
all right, so what's new this year? We'll get to what people can expect, but what's kind of different? What's new? What is on the menu, so to speak?
Sure. So first of all, from a newness perspective, we've got new entertainment on the entertainment stage. That's both Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night of next week, 14th, 15th, and 16th. And so live entertainment, some new acts there. We've got a cornhole tournament this year with some bigger stakes. It's actually being professionally put together this year. So we've got some very experienced cornhole tournament folks putting it together, as well as some great awards on that. So come out and participate in the cornhole tournament as well. From a food perspective, you know, really nothing new, because when something isn't broke, don't fix it, right?
Totally.
So from the Italian cuisine perspective, we've got the homemade meatballs. We've got 5,000 of them sitting there ready to present to everybody next week. We've got over 3,500 Italian sausages, also locally made. The eggplant, right? We have 150 trays of that, which serves really probably a couple thousand people. We've also got the usual ziti, lasagna, salads, homemade Italian desserts. Let's see. Outside, we also have the outside tents. We've got meatball subs and pizza, if the Italian cuisine isn't enough for you, right? So, yeah.
Well, it's going to take place May the 14th through the 16th. So that's next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So keep that in mind. I know we usually preview events for the upcoming weekend. This is on to your to-do list. This is next week's big thing. Put it on your calendar, May the 14th through the 16th. And it's right there at St. Philip Neri in Fort Mill. You can't miss it.
Yeah, really easy to find. It's literally right across from Fort Mill High School on Munn Road. And I always tell people, if you want to know the point of interest, if you're coming from someplace other than Fort Mill, essentially it's about a mile off of the Interstate 77 exit 85 interchange.
How did this come about? Why was there a need for an Italian festival?
Yeah, so St. Philip Neri's, I would call it patron saint, right, is all about joy. And joy is what we at the St. Philip Neri Catholic Church Parish feel is a welcoming kind of motto, right? Not just for the community, but for folks that maybe are in the area that haven't been to our church before, right? So you don't have to be Catholic to come to the festival, right? So of our 10,000 people that come out to our festival, I'm going to estimate it's probably a 50-50 split, right? We've got our large parish. It's growing every month. We seem to have several hundred new families, right, join our parish. But even more importantly, it's a welcoming opportunity our parish puts together for the whole community. So we got folks coming from Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Indian Land, Charlotte, Ballantyne, Chester, all kinds of areas, right, that come to the festival, because we have a family fun zone for kids of all ages. So there's all kinds of entertainment for the kids, live music on the stage. Of course, we've got live and silent auctions. So the two auctions, I'll say, we always have new items in those. So come out, eat some, play some, check out the two auctions, right? I'd be amiss, right, if I didn't give you guys some shout out, Lucas. So you guys and Alan and the OTS Media Group and WRHI and Palmetto Mornings, you guys have been a partner of ours, a sponsor of ours, right, for several years. So we certainly appreciate the synergies with you guys. Alan is actually our auctioneer, right? Alan does a phenomenal job of getting not only a lot of net revenue for the auction, but also a great joy to have involved in getting people to bid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you pointed out you do not need to be Catholic or Italian to enjoy the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. Most people love Italian food, so this is homemade right here in your backyard, and you're supporting the community, if nothing else, right? I think that's what I've enjoyed when I've gone there before. It really is remarkable, and so many people are so friendly, and they want to make sure you are well-fed, which is any good Italian will know. You never want to say, I'm hungry, because if you say that, you will regret it for sure. But it's really, really just a gathering of community, right? Celebrating where you live, work, and play in our community in Fort Mill while it's growing, while it's big. And sometimes some folks might seem disconnected with others. There are events like this that bring people together not only in Fort Mill, but in the communities that you mentioned as well.
Yeah, it's really become the largest Italian festival in all the Charlotte area. So you think of all the opportunities in the Charlotte area for an Italian fest or an Italian celebration. Mm. This is the larger one of the ones because it's been around a long time. Next year will be our 30th, right?
I mean.
So I'm really looking forward to next year. I'll be chairing the festival next year. So I'm looking forward to coming back here next year and telling you about some new signature things next year as well. So.
I love on the website, it says it takes a village of volunteers. You have like more than 600 volunteers.
We do. Yeah. So this year, 750 volunteers. We need more volunteers every year because we add new things. We also have the cannoli run this year too, right? That's been around for a while too. The cannoli run grows. That's usually on Saturday morning this year, Saturday morning the 16th. Go to our website to register if you haven't done that yet for the cannoli run. But we also have 60 artists and craft vendors at the event too. So we're always trying to find additional space to grow that piece of the festival. But it's also a fun part too, because there's a lot of stuff in the craft and artisans area that if you're there to shop and eat, you'll get your fill and then go over the entertainment stage too. So
that's right. Do you still have the Italian Idol contest?
We don't have that anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I think what spun off from that were some of these other games and contests we do in the Family Fun Zone. So, yeah, we don't do the Idol contest anymore. But it is. I'm glad you brought that up because we're always open to bringing things back, right? So
perfect, especially next year.
Can we count you in to disband that?
You do not want me to sing, Mike.
Oh, no.
That place would clear out. Now, if it's lip singing, I could do that all day long.
I heard you were doing that earlier this morning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've got it going on. Mike, this also just serves as a fundraiser for St. Philip Neri as well?
Yeah, so it's, you know, proceeds from the festival all stay within St. Philip Neri Catholic Church Parish. One thing that people will see or hear about this year is we're rebuilding our parish center, which is really the core where the festival happens. So we've got a huge campus, right, where all the festival happens. But then inside, where all the homemade Italian food and cuisine and desserts are served, the parish center within the next, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 years is going to be raised, expanded, and turned into a two-story, or at least that's our plans, right? And so the rebuild program is underway right now, and people will see when they come out as to why, because we continue to bust at the seams, right? So not only the festival, but our parish continues to grow. So the parish center, separate from the church, which we just built that 10 years ago, a new church, the parish center is a part of where our proceeds are going, right? Mm-hmm. So going to a great cause for that reason as well.
That's a good problem to have for sure.
Yeah.
Well, come on out to the 29th annual Italian Festival. This is taking place at St. Philip Neri Catholic Church in Fort Mill. They've been doing it for 29 years. It certainly is a recipe for success. It's May the 14th through the 16th. Food, entertainment, shopping, running. What else are we missing out on, right?
Yeah, I mean, Family Fun Zone. Yeah. I mean, kids from, you know, a couple years old all the way up to teenagers, all kinds of stuff for them too. So,
well, we appreciate, again, St. Philip Neri Catholic Church providing opportunity to get families together, to slow down and to reconnect families. And hang out with friends and make some new friends for sure. It's so much fun. You will have a blast out there. Again, just head straight to St. Philip Neri Catholic Church for the Italian Festival, May the 14th through the 16th there in Fort Mill. And you'll see our good friend Mike, and he will make sure that you are well fed for sure.
Come see me in the kitchen.